Hey, once again, it's Bob the Teacher, your marketing educator here at Lead Pages, and you're in Webinar Funnel System part number 5. We provide leverage. Up to this point, I've shown you how to begin with your vision for your overall webinar funnel, how to set up an attraction system to bring more people to both your list and to your webinars, engage that audience to result in more sales, and then scoop up the folks who didn't attend or didn't buy during your webinar. This final leverage piece is what is going to bring you to that next level, and after initial setup, save you a boatload of time. Now, by the end of session 4, you've got your webinar replay set up and you've communicated with the people who attended or did not attend your webinar. In this final stage, we're going to segment your recording and repurpose it in multiple ways and then optimize the entire process so that you can rinse it and repeat it. In this final section of the course, I'm going to be sharing 5 strategies for you to leverage. We want to optimize your webinar registration, strengthen your webinar delivery and sales, split test for higher conversions, repurpose for additional traffic and visibility, and then add partnerships for additional traffic, visibility, and credibility. Let's get started with optimizing your registrations. If you've watched this course straight through, it's possible that you haven't done your first webinar or the next webinar using the webinar funnel system yet. So repeating your webinar may seem like putting the cart before the horse, but it's important for you to recognize that the more you repeat this process, the better all elements of the whole system will become. With your preloaded invitation list and with the people who've registered for your previous webinars, continue to survey your list frequently for new topic ideas. You can do that formally using something like SurveyMonkey or a Google Doc, or you can simply post on social media to your growing audience. Also, pay attention to the subject lines of your emails that get opened the most, because those can be ground for your next webinar. Also, remember to continue asking new registrants to share the webinar. Do that both as they register and when they first join the webinar on the call. You'll also want to reach out to promotional partners to share information about your webinar. And a little bit later in this course, I'll showcase a couple of additional strategies to use with promotional partners, but simply making that request of colleagues can go a long way. The fastest way to optimize your registrations, of course, is to split test your registration pages, so that every time you have a new webinar, you continuously improve the percentage of people who see the page who will sign up. If you've never done split testing before, you'll be amazed at how much improvement just a couple little changes can have on your conversion numbers. And if you can get your numbers up from 25% to 40%, all the way up to 82%, with the same amount of traffic, you will literally be doubling your business. Here at Lead Pages, split testing and conversions are what we obsess about the most. And I hope that our split testing obsession is infectious for you and you continuously improve your registration pages and your lead boxes. Now, before now, to exercise a split test, you had to buy expensive software or learn some complicated stuff that just wasn't worth most people's time. But let me show you how to do split testing in Lead Pages with a pro or enterprise account, and you can start measuring your improvements literally within minutes. I'll show you how to do this in Lead Pages in just a moment, but let me show you what's going to happen as a result. You're going to see graphs like this over time that are demonstrations of the conversion rates for each of your versions. You'll have an original version and at least one variation. You'll be able to see the conversion numbers out of how many visitors and what that conversion rate range is. You'll also be able to see the percentage change that your variations have. Sometimes it'll be green for a positive change, and sometimes it'll be red. You want to make sure to wait until you get 100% probability of outperforming the original before you make a decision. But once you do make that decision, you can change the priority of which page shows to 0 for the loser and 100% for the winner. From that point forward, all instances of your page will show just the winning variation, but you'll still be able to keep the original in case you want to try to make some improvements. However, once you do have a winner, I recommend that you click on Use for Calculations in the Action menu, which will set your winner as the new control, and then you can repeat the split testing process. Doing this will help you continuously improve your results, and I can guarantee you, you're likely to be surprised at what the numbers will show you. Here's one example from one of our customers at Lead Pages that had a shocking 367% improvement over their original. The reality is you simply don't know what's going to convert the best until you test it out. So let's jump into Lead Pages and show you how to do it. Come into your Lead Pages dashboard and click on your existing Lead Pages. You can run a split test on any of your pages that you want to. I would recommend that you start with your resource guide landing page and then optimize your webinar registration pages as well. When you see how fast this happens, you'll want to split test just about any page that you create. You can click Create an A/B split test here, but I personally like to come in to edit the particular lead page I want to split test. I'll click A/B test up at the top right, click OK, and choose my original as the base for the variation. If you want to make a completely different looking page than what you've got to start with, you can of course go over to templates or other pages of yours. But the kind of A-B split test I'm going to be showing you to set up is just making a simple change, and not a dramatic change to the overall look. I select original, and I want to customize something simple, like the color of the button. I'll come over to styles, and click the button background, and let's make it green. Let's make the background hover also green, but a little brighter, and the button border a darker green. When doing a split test, all of the other aspects of the page have been duplicated from your original, including your integration settings. And let's click Save. Other areas of split testing include changing the headline, changing the colors, and even changing the background image. You can also split test multiple versions at the same time. Before you add a third version, I recommend that you rename your variation with what you changed. That'll make it easier when you're studying the analytics later on. Now I'll click Add a New Variation, come back to the original as my base, and for this one, I'll change the background image. Everything else will remain the same, including the headline and the color of the button. I'll click Save and rename that variation to reflect what I changed, in this case, to Caribbean background image. Now that I've got my variations, I can keep an eye on the analytics to see which one wins. Once I have a winner, I can choose where the priorities are going to be. And again, using this action button, I can take the winner and use it for calculations. You can also delete a variation when you know it's not working for you, but I recommend that instead of deleting them, you simply change it to zero. Once you've set up a split test, you can tell that it is a split test because of this AB icon next to your lead page. Over in lead boxes, the process is the same. Click Edit on the lead box you want to split test, save it, add a new variation, choose your original, and make a change. Click OK and save. Now when you go to publish this lead box, when people click on your button, it will automatically rotate and help you determine a winner. Now let's talk about repurposing your recording for additional leverage with your webinar funnel system. The most obvious repurposing is going to be an on-demand video of your replay. I recommend that instead of telling people it's a replay of a webinar, just make it into an on-demand video. The video content is actually the exact same as your webinar, but by calling it a video or a training course, you may see higher conversions. Here's an example from our friends over at CoachGlue.com, where Melissa and Nicole have repurposed a webinar into a business building training video. After you've done your webinar a few times, take your best recording and chop it up into video lesson segments. This provides you with additional touch points and an easier way for your subscribers to consume your content in follow-up sequences. You can also convert your webinar replay into different formats. Get your best webinar transcribed, turn them into audio or video podcast segments, produce several blog pieces, take some of your golden nuggets of your webinar and turn them into social media updates for additional sharing, and take your slide deck and upload it to sites like SlideShare. You'll be amazed at how much additional traffic, subscribers, and sales you can get by repurposing your best recordings. Best of all, this is the kind of activity that's perfect for a virtual assistant to do for you. Now, a moment ago, I showed you this example lead page from one of our customers who's taken the webinar replay and turned it into a business building training video. Let me show you how I create a page like this within lead pages. Before I get into the dashboard, I know that I'm going to want an image of my video. Let me show you a quick way to do that. First, I'll go to YouTube and find the video that I'm going to be showcasing. I'll use the timeline scrubber to discover where I want to pause the video in order to take the screenshot. If you're using a Mac, you can use Command-Shift-4 and then draw around the box of the video and capture that image. If you're on a PC, open up Word or PowerPoint, come up to Insert, Screenshot, and Screen Clipping. When your mouse turns to a plus, click and drag around the area you want to turn into an image. Right-click that image and click Save as Picture. Name your file and save it. In your Lead Pages dashboard, click on your opt-in pages or select any of the pages that you'll want to turn into an opt-in page. This elegant basic opt-in page is the example I just showed you from CoachGlue.com. I'll use this template. I want to swap out this video teaser image, so I click to edit it and upload my picture. I select it from my computer, then choose it. I click Done, and then customize the rest of this as I've shown you before. Swapping out the logo with my own, customizing the headline, and customize the benefit bullets. Remember that these benefit bullets have already been pre-written by our copywriters, so just adjust the keywords as you see fit. Integrate your opt-in form, and customize the images. Then set your thank you page to where your video is. Click OK. Hide any sections of the template that you don't want to show. Title your page. Improve your URL. And adjust your SEO tags. Once you finish your title, description, and your keywords, click on Done. And then click on Save. And publish your lead page like you normally would, using the lead page's URL, publishing to WordPress, Facebook, or your own server. If you're publishing to your WordPress site, remember to choose your lead page's plugin, click Add New, choose from your lead pages that are available, and name your page. Click on Publish, and your lead page is both live on our server and on your website.